It's 11 trivia questions on question mark songs. All these answers are songs that have a question mark in their title. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out the show. If you like pop culture and trivia and movies and music and television and comic books, you're in the right place because we do a lot of questions on those things on this show every single day. Today's episode is about music. It's from a round I used this past week called Question Mark Songs, which was a topic I came across on a Reddit thread. I'm not a huge Reddit contributor, comment on things here and there, but the Reddit trivia section has some cool stuff from other trivia hosts where they're like, hey, I'm looking for this, or hey, I just realized that, or here's a game I just did. So get some cool ideas from that that subreddit. And this one was in there. They were just, somebody commented like, hey, I'm looking for songs that end in a question mark. And I'm like, oh, that would be kind of cool. And it's weird. There's a lot of songs that end in that have a question in the title, but they don't officially have a question mark in the song title. And I think I mentioned it on this recording, but for example, What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner is a question, but it does not have a question mark in the official song title from what I can find. So I tried to make sure all the questions for this round did have question marks in their titles. And this was recorded at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. So you can listen to some fun teams trying to figure out these questions and some fun banter with me and the Rogers family who runs this brewery. If you're ever looking for a good beer near Pasadena, this is the place I would recommend. It's called RT Rogers. They have a cool little patio outside, like a beer garden. And then they usually have a food vendor. This night they had a place called the LA Pizzeria Company who makes really good wood oven pizzas on the spot. And then they have awesome beers here and a little bit of a smaller beer selection, but every beer is really, really good. So I think they have maybe 8 beers, 9 beers, 10 beers, something like that. Sometimes you go to breweries and there's like 12, 13, 20 beers and you're like, oh, where do I start? But RT Rogers, all of them are very, very good. And you should go check it out if you're ever down in that area. If you want to play live trivia with me, you can always go to my website, triviawithbuds.com. It's linked in all the show notes. And you can see all the upcoming events I have for the weeks around Southern California and special events I might have in cities like Chattanooga, Tennessee, or Chicago, Illinois, or Orlando, Florida. All three of those states are places I'll be visiting in the next 6 months for fun time shows. Guys, we're going to jump into this episode. Listen along to the live recording. You can yell out the answers. You can write them down. However you enjoy the podcast, it's up to you. Here we go. All right, this round is called Question Mark Songs. This is round number 4, last round of double up if you haven't used your doubler. And all these song titles end in a question mark. Now, there's a lot of song titles that are a question but don't have an official question mark in the title, like What's Love Got to Do With It is a question, but there's no question mark in the song title. So certain song titles do, some don't, just so you're aware. This is your first question for Question Mark Songs, number 1. What song served as the main theme for Night at the Roxbury sketches on Saturday Night Live? Question number 1, what song served as the main theme for the Night at the Roxbury sketches on Saturday Night Live? Number one. All these end in a question mark. Number one, write it down, number one. See if you can figure it out. RT Rogers Trivia every Thursday right here in Sierra Madre, California. Thanks for hanging out, having some fun with us, playing some trivia. Number one, what song from SNL? Question number 2, what song did Men at Work release in 1981? Number 2, what song did Men at Work release in 1981? What do you think? Jumping back to over 30 years, 40 years ago? Almost 40 years ago. Holy cow. Number 2, what song did Men at Work release in 1981? Number 2. Talk it over with your team. See who knows it and why you know it. That's always a fun way of figuring these out.
Why do you know that stuff? Ask somebody. Number three, what 2013 internet sensation song asked a question about an animal? Number three, what 2013 internet sensation song asked a question about an animal? Number three. Number three. What do you think it could be? Number three. Number three on your list here at RT Rogers. If you guys love trivia, you can check out my website, triviawithbuds.com, for all 20 of my trivia and bingo locations around LA. That would be very cool of you. And you can check out the podcast. Comes out every single day wherever podcasts are found. Here's number four. What The Offspring song was about unemployment? Number four. What song by The Offspring was about unemployment? Number four. Number four. All these answers have question marks in the answer. Number four, what was The Offspring song about unemployment called? Number four. Yeah. Question number five on your list, halfway through this round on question mark songs. What 2000 song won a Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording? Pretty vague, but you got a year and kind of a genre. Number five, what 2000 song from the year 2000 won a Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording? What do you think we're talking about there? It ends in a question mark. Number five, what 2000 song won a Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording? Number five. Almost 20 years ago. First place tonight getting a gift card. Second place, Harley Quinn Funko cereal with a little Harley Quinn figure inside the box, just like you used to have on Saturday mornings back in the 80s and 90s. And then we have a Batman bendable figure from NJ Croce Toys in DC. And then we have a Bane Conquest comic along with a few other Marvel and DC comics for fourth place. So great prizes tonight, and thanks for coming out. Does cereal still come with a prize in the box, like currently? Yeah.
Yeah, diabetes.
My Rick and Morty cereal turned my leavings different color.
Your leavings? Nice. Number six, Andy Williams had a very popular rendition of what Christmas song in 1965? Andy Williams had a very popular rendition of what Christmas song in 1965? It's fun if you don't know these to put a question mark, just like you start putting question marks on the end of songs. You're like, the first Noel, you know? Number six. You're like, is there a question mark there? Jingle bells? Number six. Number six, Andy Williams. Number six. These cereals from Funko, at least the ones locally, are made here in San Dimas, which is weird. Right down the street, San Dimas makes these cereals for Funko. Number seven, what was the first single off of Blink-182's 1999 album, Enema of the State? Wow. Somebody knew this one already. Number seven, what was the first single off of Blink-182's 1999 album, Enema of the State? First concert I went to back in the day, right around that time. Number seven, number seven. Number seven. What if the first concert I went to was Andy Williams? Number eight. Yes, You Can was the response to what four-word song by A Tribe Called Quest? Number eight. Yes, You Can was the response to what four-word song by A Tribe Called Quest? Number eight. Number eight. We got 9, 10 of the bonus, and we're done with this round. Question mark songs. Number eight. Yes, You Can was the response to what four-word song by A Tribe Called Quest? Number eight. 9, 10 of the bonus, then I'll collect them, score them up. Remember this last round of doubles, so check that box in the bottom right-hand corner. This table over here has got a lot of popcorn. If you want to try beard cheddar, I bet you they'll give you a free kernel if you come over here and flirt with this team. Number nine, what song by the Pixies plays at the end of Fight Club? What song by the Pixies plays at the end of Fight Club? It's right there. That guy's pointing to his forehead. Number nine. He has the lyrics tattooed on that part of his forehead. Number nine, what song by the Pixies plays at the end of Fight Club? Number nine. Two more to go. Number nine, Pixies, Fight Club.
Good question, good question.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Nice.
You're getting a great review tonight.
Yeah, this is like a verbal Yelp review. Very good. Great question. 5 stars. Number 10. What Black Eyed Peas song came out on June 16th, 2003? Number 10. What Black Eyed Peas song came out on June 16th, 2003? There's pizzas coming out of the oven on the patio if you guys want pizzas from LA Pizzeria Company. Who liked that segue? Number 10. What Black Eyed Peas song came out on June 16th, 2003? One more question to go. Guys, this is the hardest question of the night coming up next. I think it's pretty tough. Nobody's gotten it all week. Maybe you can. Here it is. For 2 points, what Bryan Adams song was recorded for a 1995 Johnny Depp film? And what was the Johnny Depp film? 1 point for the song, 1 point for the film. These are both like the song somewhat memorable. The movie, not so memorable. 2 points. What Bryan Adams song was recorded for a 95 Johnny Depp film, and what was the film? 2 points if you get both. That's the end of round number 4. Question mark songs. We'll be right back with the answers in just a few.
Sorry, brother. You want the film and the song or just the film?
The name of the song and the name of the film. Okay. 1 point for each one. We'll be right back. Cheers. Here we go with the answers to the question mark song round. Let's see how many you get right and wrong. Number 1, what song served as the main theme for the Night at the Roxbury sketches on SNL? That would be What Is Love? What Is Love? Baby, Don't Hurt Me, Don't Hurt Me. No Mo. That's by an artist named Hathaway. Number 2, what song did Men at Work release in 81? Who Can It Be Now? Number 2, Who Can It Be Now? Number 3, what 2013 internet sensation song asked a question about an animal? What does the fox say? What does the fox say? Can anyone do the noise? What does a fox say? Were you just doing it? Perfect. Number 4, what is the song by The Offspring? It's about unemployment. Why Don't You Get a Job is the name of that song. It was on Americana, I believe. Their album Americana, Why Don't You Get a Job? Number 5, what 2000 song won a Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording? Who Let the Dogs Out? Who? Got it right. Number 6, Andy Williams had a very popular rendition of what Christmas song in 1965? Do You Hear What I Hear? Number 6, Do You Hear What I Hear? Number 6.
Or See What I
See. Number 7, what was the first single off of Blink-182's 1999 album, Enema of the State? What's My Age Again? What's My Age Again? Number 8, Yes You Can, was the response to what four-word song by A Tribe Called Quest? Can I Kick It? Can I Kick It? Number 9, what song by the Pixies plays at the end of Fight Club? Where Is My Mind? Number 9, Where Is My Mind? Number 10, what Black Eyed Peas song came out on June 16, 2003? Where Is the Love? Where Is the Love? And the bonus for 2 points, what Bryan Adams song was recorded for a 1995 Johnny Depp film? And what was the film? The song was Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman? And the movie was Don Juan DeMarco with Johnny Depp. That was a tough set of questions. And Old Gods nailed it. Nice job, Old Gods. Nice job.
There it was, a fun run on question mark songs. Made me want to go listen to a lot of those songs, especially What's My Age Again from Blink-182's Enema of the State, one of my favorite albums of all time. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What fast food company used the slogan, "We've Got the Meats"? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Edward James Olmos, which is the name of the actor who plays the teacher in the math inner city kids movie Stand and Deliver. Trivia team name of the day is Un Broco Loco, which is a reference to the song Un Poco Loco from Coco. And you can use that next time you play trivia, especially at a Disney-themed trivia night. Our question of the day is sponsored, by the way, by Funky Monkey Designs, fmdesignsinc.com. Go check them out anytime you need something printed. I'm getting ready to do a big order with them and get some t-shirts going at some point to hand out at my live events. So that's right around the corner for me. Maybe you need t-shirts printed. Maybe you need some sort of banner made or stickers. They do it all. And you can check them out at the link in the show notes, fmdesignsinc.com. www.thetriviacast.com. Finally, getting a new sponsor for the show, and we'll do some sort of big unveil on the next couple episodes. But in the meantime, go check out Skilly World. It is a new app that you can download for your phone, and you can play real money trivia every single day. It's very similar to HQ, but the prizes are bigger and all the questions are true false, so you got a 50-50 on all of them. And it does cost money to play, but you can get your first game for free when you install the app. Go check it out. Skilly World, S-K-I-L-L-I World is the name of the app, and it's very cool. I've checked it out. The graphics and illustrations and animations for the app are very cool. The music's fun, and they do different contests every single day. So go check it out, skillyworld.com. I believe you can check that out at. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Also, just FYI, there are two episodes going up today because I missed one yesterday. So two episodes going up today, both live recordings from RT Rogers. Cheers.